Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Zachary Zonizer, and it is the anniversary of Austria-Hungary declaring war on Serbia. That was back in 1914. It was actually the conclusion to what World War I historians call the July Crisis, and I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about the July Crisis, because it is a sort of interesting muggle of affairs that almost prevented and kind of ultimately led up to World War I. And of course, World War I is really what defines our modern age, at least if you ask me. It's what ended up carving the Middle East into what it is today, which is why we have so much unrest in the Middle East. It's why the European looks the way that it does. It's the reason for a lot of things. Without World War I, of course, we wouldn't have World War II. But yes, the July Crisis. So after the assassination of Franz Ferdinand by Gyula Princep back exactly 1 month ago, back in 1914, actually, the Serbians were just not in a very good position. Austria-Hungary was just itching for a reason to go to war with the Serbs. They had wanted to for quite a while. It was actually, oddly enough, Franz Ferdinand being a voice of reason that kind of kept them out of the war. You might have called him a radical centrist. He was a very neutral party. He very strongly tried to remain neutral in politics. He didn't want to go to war unnecessarily. But with the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, the Austria-Hungarian people had a good reason to go to war with Serbia, and they probably, if they had capitalized on it very quickly, gotten away with it, as the other countries would have said, well, they just assassinated a prince. What can you expect to have happened? But there were a couple of things that slowed the whole process down that they needed to worry about. Austria-Hungary was a much stronger country than Serbia, much more ready for war, but Serbia had the support of Russia. Russia said that it would protect Serbia if in the event of a war. Furthermore, France said that if Russia was in a war, they would protect Russia, and Britain said that if France was in a war, they would protect France. So there was a little bit of a chain link of an alliance there. But on the other hand, there was Germany, who was allied with Austria-Hungary. They said that they would protect Austria-Hungary, and in fact had handed them a blank check, more or less. That's what historians actually call it, is the blank check. Germany said to Austria, "You, whatever action you decide to take, we will support you 100%, which they had really meant to mean declare war quickly as possible, because you got to understand, back in 1914, it could take weeks to mobilize an army to get them ready for war. There was timetables and numbers and trains, and it could take a very long time to get an army anywhere near ready to deploy and, you know, fight an actual battle. In fact, wars had been lost because armies didn't mobilize in time, and the other army was already on their doorstep. So what ended up happening, though, instead of outright declaring war on Serbia, what Austria-Hungary did was to try and prevent Russia declaring war on Russia declaring war on Austria, along with France and Britain. Austria tried to look like the good guys. They offered an ultimatum to Serbia. They offered an ultimatum with a bunch of sort of non-items, but most importantly, the one that Serbia definitely could not allow was, they said that if you accept the terms of our ultimatum, our police can act in Serbia as police, which is, in essence, asking Serbia to give up, you know, basically their liberty. There was basically what they had said was Austria was like, we want to find the people that killed our prince. We need our police to be able to operate as police in your country, which really just meant we need to be able to police your country. And that's, you know, almost annexing them without calling it annexing them. And that's the that was the only part of the ultimatum they didn't agree with. So if they had acted very quickly after that ultimatum was refused, perhaps they could have you know, got the go ahead and got this war going, and it been a quick and painless affair, about as painless as a war could be. But unfortunately, it was also the month of July, which the month of July back then, and kind of today even, is a month of holiday, especially for higher ranking officers and royalty, things like that. So the Kaiser of Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm, was actually on holiday, so he couldn't properly approve any military action. In fact, when he came back from holiday, he basically said, I gave you a blank check. Why aren't we, like, in war already? I said, it's time to go. It's time to do this. By the time he got back, Russia had already preemptively mobilized. They had already gotten ready to mobilize. They were there ready to fight. And as a result, France had mobilized and was getting there ready to fight. And it was Germany at this point basically had to mobilize. They basically had to declare war and mobilize, because otherwise they ran the risk of all these other countries being on their doorstep while they weren't even ready to fight. It was just a whole lot of bookkeeping and table keeping that went completely and utterly wrong. And there was actually, interestingly enough, the Kaiser Nicholas of Russia, and Tsar Nicholas of Russia and Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany were cousins and old friends. They were childhood friends, and they tried to, in the very, very last hours of this whole affair, send telegrams to one another to prevent this gigantic war, because they did see it coming as a war between, you know, all the European countries. They were all going to confront each other, and they both knew it was going to end badly. So they just sort of appealed to their friendship to try and get that sorted out. But ultimately, that plan fell through, unfortunately, very tragically. And just a couple of years later, 1 million men are dead. And that was sort of the seminal catastrophe, if you ask me, of our modern age, and sort of kicked off the modern age in general. But yes, it was on this date that Austria-Hungary formally declared war on Serbia, finally, after a whole lot of waiting and a whole lot of running around. This is when they finally formally declared war. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Stay tuned.